Welcome to Dav Yomi Yerushalmi. Shir is sponsored for this chus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Shabbos Dav Kuf Yud in the Oiz V'Odr edition, the 19th parak of Maseches Shabbos, starting Halacha Vav. Zog the Mishnah. Eluim tzitzin hame'akvim esamilo. So tzitzim, or the shreds of skin that are left, when a person does a bris milah, if he does not remove completely the skin, there's tzitzim, it's called shreds of skin, and some of them, as we saw before, me'akev esamilo, they make the milah pasul, and some are not. Says the Mishnah, what are the tzitzim that are the me'akev of the milah? What are the shreds of skin that you must remove in order for the milah to be kosher? Besar ha'choyfe es ha'torah. If you have skin covering the corona, which is a type of ridge, which is the top of the place of the milah. So if you have skin, which is choyfe the ha'torah, covering the corona, so then ain no yichel b'truma, then it's not a good milah, and the boy cannot eat truma. Imaya bal boser, if he did a good bris milah, but the baby is very fat, and it looks like the skin is covering the corona, metakno mipri maris ayin, he has to fix it, just because maris ayin has to remove more skin, even though it's not necessary, just that he will not look like an oral. Mal v'loy pora es ha'milo. In milo, there's two stages. There's milo, which is taking off the foreskin, and then there's priya, when you reveal the area beneath the foreskin. So someone who didn't milo but didn't do priya, mal v'loy pora es ha'milo, keilu loy mal. It's considered to be as if there's no milo. Milo requires these two stages, milo and priya. So to Gemara, elu tzitzim makris ha'milo, ravunim b'shem avir mil b'choyfe roiv goiva shel ha'torah. Don't think that we're talking about skin that covers the majority of the circumference of the Torah, of the corona. We're talking that it's covering the height of the corona, even in one place. That's already poiso the milah. Similarly, it says, Rav Yose ben Yose, oimer b'choyfer rev goiva ha'torah, covering the height of the Torah, even in one place. So Tav B'Shemuel refers to what we said about Baal Bosor, a fat baby. How do you check if it looks like the skin is covering? You wait for him to pimiskashe, to have an erection, and then you could come and determine if it's covered, if the makom amila is covered with skin. Tani v'onush koris, meaning someone who did bris milah on Shabbos but didn't milah and not priyo is chayav koris because he did chilul Shabbos. Rav Hachem Shavu ador tema b'shein b'yom k'dil amarek. Am yesh b'yom k'dil amarek b'amarek v'ein choshish. That's only if he doesn't have enough time during that day to finish the milah and to do the priyo. But if there's enough time to do the priyo, so he does the priyo and then there's no problem with his milah. And Rav Chaim explains, even if somebody else does the miruk, if someone else completes it. So also the first one is not chayav koris because he started the process of the milah, someone else ended. And then you have your full milah. Now the Gemara is going to quote the sugya that we had in the previous daf. Says the Gemara, Tani, kol sho sho yisik b'milo, while he's still busy in milo, choyze ben el tzitzi me'akvi milo, ben el tzitzi shein me'akvi. He can still complete the milo, take away all the shreds of skin that are left, even the ones that are not me'akvi of the milo. Pirish, he finished the bris milah. Eina choizel titzel me'akves the milah. He goes back only to the shreds that make the milah not kosher. But the ones that are not me'akves of the milah, he can't do on Shabbos. He has to wait for the weekday. Omer b'yichron divi Rabbi Yosi, filu titzel she'er me'akves the milah in pirish choizer. According to Rabbi Yosi, even if the titzel not me'akves the milah, he can go back because it's the completion of the mitzvah. Hi, Daniel Rabbi Yosi. Where's Rabbi Yosi? We learned there, Rabbi Yisrael Yomer Yom Tov Arisha Shechag Shechal Yod B'Shabbos. The first day of Sukkot fell on Shabbos. V'shachar Loitzi Salulu B'Shus Rabim. Took the lulav out to B'Shus Rabim. Potter B'Shur Tzir B'Shus. He's potter because considered to be B'Shus because he allowed to do the Tzir Salulav Midir Raiso. And now that he goes out to B'Shus Rabim, he's doing another mitzvah because the people would go around carrying the lulav. So even though the Iker mitzvah was done, the completion of the mitzvah is still considered to be a mitzvah, and therefore he's potter on Chilul Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, B'sakeh shemilah ken afe matzah ken? Is the same din will be in the sakeh milah and matzah if you took it out? Because maybe dafka by lulav that the mitzvah is to pick it up. So then if you take it out, you're potter. But sakeh and matzah, that's the ikar mitzvah not to pick it up. So maybe if you take it out, you're chayav. If the fact that Yochanan learned that divya b'yisi feel a tzitzit shem me'akvim a milah in pirish choizer, the fact that Yochanan learned from Rabbi Yosi that in bris milah you can finish the tzitzim, even the shreds of skin that are not me'akvim a milah, you can come back and do it because it could seem to be the gemar of the mitzvah. And because the mitzvah you're allowed to do on Shabbos, you're allowed to do the gemar mitzvah on Shabbos. Hadom ra'a pesaket shemilah ken afim atzah ken. So that teaches you, Rabbi Yochanan, learn in Rabbi Yisro, there's not dafka lulav. You learn from lulav to all the mitzvahs, that the gemara and the mitzvah is part of the mitzvah. So the mitzvah of milah you could do on Shabbos, you could do the gemara mitzvah on Shabbos. The mitzvah of lulav and matzah, that you could do the there's no chilul Shabbos in the mitzvah itself, if he completed the mitzvah, did chilul Shabbos, he's not chayev, he's considered to be oyster b'dvar mitzvah. And with this we end the 19th parak of Maseches Shabbos, Hadonach Perek Rabbi Elazar, Hadonach Perek Rabbi Elazar Beis Hashem. Starting the 20th parak on Maseches Shabbos. So the Mishnah. The mishmeres is a type of cloth or sack. They used to use it to be a sifter for wine on Shabbos. They used to put it on top of a kli, on top of a vessel. They put this sack, and then they poured the wine through the sack. The sack had many holes in it, and it was a sifter for the wine. So our brother says that you can hang the mishmeres, the sack, on Yom Tov, and you can pour the wine onto one which is already there in Shabbos. Meaning in Shabbos, you can't put the sack on. Why? Because the problem of boine is considered to be making an oil, making a tent, and not allowed to build in Shabbos. But in Yom Tov, you're allowed to do it. We'll see in the Gemara why. And to pour the wine, you're allowed to do even on Shabbos. Because according to Blaz, it's not considered to be boire this way. It's not really sifting, and therefore it's mutter. The Chachamim argue and say, ain't toy to mishmeres be Yom Tov. Yom Tov, you're not allowed to hang the mishmeres. It's considered to be doing oil. You're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to pour the wine in on the one which is hanged on Shabbos because it's boyer. But you could do it on Yom Tov. You could pour wine into the sifter on Yom Tov because in Yom Tov you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to do this boyer. We'll see more about it in the Gemara. So the Gemara, blaz oyim et toy to mishmeres v'chulei. Now we're going to use here the Girsa of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim goes here a little bit in Arichus to explain why he changes the Girsa. It's based on the Gemara Le'el. We're going to use the Girsa that Reb Chaim has. Tani loy nichliku Reb Lozo v'chachom. Reb Lozo v'chachom do not argue. She'ei noiti mohali mitchil b'yom tev. You're not allowed to make new tents on Yom Tov. Everybody agrees you're not allowed to create oil. V'al ma nichliku, what are they arguing? Al mosifim, to add to something which is already existing. She'ab Lozo v'chachom. You're not allowed to add to the existing oil on Yom Tov. Of course, you can't add on Shabbos. Say, if it's already an existing oil, just adding to it, you're allowed to add on Shabbos, and you're allowed to add on Yom Tov. So this is a statement to explain the machlokes of Blaz Chachomim in general. Says the Gemara, v'kal lo b'tosefes anan kaimin, but here it's a tosefes. Here you have already the walls of the kli. You're just putting the top of the kli. The more understands that like I said, to be making a new oil, just creating some, just adding to the existing one. So why Chachamim say you can't do that? Says the more it's the first time he's using this cloth and he's making it ready and prepared to be used as a kli. So the problem is not oil. The issue is because tikkun mono, tikkun kli. You're creating a kli. That's the problem, not a problem of oil. Says the Gemara, now that you said that, Kol Shekin Machlefe, she does that blazer, now I have a problem with the blazer. Ma'in tamon shemachshir likliyato amutter, you're saying you're talking about Mishmeres Chadosha. Not only you may have an oil, Tosefes oil, but you also have a kli, and a blazer says still mutter. Kan sheinu machshir likli lo Kol Shekin. So in a place where he's not making a kli, of course it should be mutter. And why does the blazer say le'el? We learned le'el in the sugyo, that if you have a chaloin, you have a window, you're not allowed to put the seal of the window, let's say, unless it's tied and hanged according to Ablazer, because it could seem to be that you're moisif al oil. So the Gemara says that Ablazer holds, you're not allowed to be moisif al oil, you're not allowed to add to oil, even though it's arai. How is he, I can explain that in Yom Tov, he allows to add the mishmeres, how to put that kli, that he's even, not only making oil, but he's creating a new kli. So the Gemara, Mavchini no asir de Ablazer ke Abiyudo, Ablazer goes like Abiyudo's shito. Tanim she Abiyudo ve machshir yorechal nefesh yitiru. Abiyudo says that not only you could do yorechal nefesh yom tev, you could do also machshir yorechal nefesh yom tev. Meaning everything is allowed to be done in yom tev for the food. So even though really you're creating your oil and it's a problem according to Ablazer, but you're allowed to do it for yorechal nefesh on yom tev. Rav Acho b'shavo says that smutur kedivir amachshir, you're allowed to do this mishmeres. Ubilvad milamalan, only if it's above. Reb Chaim brings two explanations. Either he means, like we said before, you have already the kli, you're just doing the top, then it's mutter. Or you're allowed to do it by doing the top first and then the bottom. You start with the top and then you add the bottom below it. That's not an oil. Says more, Kadobi Meir of Yudub and Pazi was a story like this in the days of Yudub and Pazi. Havariva Beis Medrash, Beis Medrasho, the Talmidim was sitting in Beis Medrash, Fava Parsin Kilo Mit Moil Bar Amis, there was already a some kind of a canopy that was up there, 4 Amis open, Ulamacharva Parsin Kulo, and then they went and they spread it up in order to protect themselves from the sun. So how could you do that? Because you only moisif ala oil. So you see that adding to existing oil is mutter. Or, of course, the second shot we said before, they did the top and only then they did the walls around it. So they did the top first. It's not oil if you do the top first. So the Gemara, Sabu and Meimai, they read Yudun and Pazi. They thought Yudun and Pazi allowed it. Patkum Ashkan, the Lam Midasi Yudun and Pazi, actually, first Reuben. Yudun and Pazi says it was more machmer. Says 4 amas is not enough to be open. It has to be open a majority, Ruboy, in order to continue on and finish the oil. Someone who plants, puts a tent, builds a tent on Shabbos, is considered to be boine. Now, referring to tents, that he's not building the entire tent from scratch. The tents are there, they're just folded, and he's opening them up. He says that's also considered to be boine. Omar Rav Zeira, no, it's fine. It's just opening and closing something which is ready. It's not considered to be boine. The paroiches, which is an aron hakodesh, can I open and close it? Because it's already there before Shabbos, it only could say it to be like opening and closing a door, which is allowed on Shabbos. Says the Gemara of Zeir of Chir Ba'ashi B'Shem Shmuel, Hameshamer, someone who's putting wine through this sack and is sifting the wine. Chayim Mishum Boyer, that has a din of a boyer. He says, not boyer, it's market. Market is when you do it with flour. It's a different melacha. So first of all, the nafkamina will be hasra. When they come and warn him not to do the melacha, is it melechas boyer or melechas miraket? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yoyne, Tarvayin Amrim, Mekadmeis Avin Amrim, Yoyis Omar Zeiro. In the beginning we said, Rabbi Zeiro said, good, that Mishamir has the miraket. Why? Ma miraket kemach lemalov, soyos lemato, that's the Gersa Rav Chaim. When you sift flour, how do you sift it? The flour means the dirty flour stays on top, and the soil is the clean flour goes to below the sifter. Also, when you pour wine, the clean wine goes into the kli, and the dirt stays up on top on top of the sack. So the chur, you want to say mishamir is very similar to miraket. That's not true. Lamo shehuto michal beriv huto michal shimur. Prayer is allowed in Yom Tov, and Shimur is allowed in Yom Tov. As the Gemara is going to say in a moment, Miraket is also in Yom Tov. Where do we see that? Udo Mechal Breiro, because it says, Breiro Kedarko Becheiko V'Tamchoi. It says in Maseches Beitzo, you could do Breiro with a Becheiko in his hands, or V'Tamchoi with a Kli. Udo Mechal Shimur, how do you know you could do Shimur in Yom Tov? Because it says in our Mishnah, Noistim Litlui B'Yom Tov. You could pour the wine on a hang Mishmeres on Yom Tov. V'loi Udo Mechal HaKodah, but HaKodah is also. You can't even sift the flour a second time on Yom Tov. Meaning, even though it's a second time, it's already sifted a little bit, you can't do it. Only behind the sifter. Meaning, only if you do it b'shinui. But to do l'chatchil, you can't do it on Yom Tov. In Teima Mishumar, could do Yasser. If you hold a shimur, is our kod, it should be also in Yom Tov. So you see, there's different melachas at Shabbos, and some of them are very similar. And some of these melachas are mutar in Yom Tov, some are not. Boirer is mutar in Yom Tov. Miraket is also in Yom Tov. Mishamer, the fact that it's mutar, tells me that Mishamer is boirer and not miraket. Says the Gemara, Daf Kuf Yudalaf Amudalaf on tap. Omer b'yoyisi b'raboyin v'deloi k'abyuto. This all doesn't go like abyuto. The Tanim Shabyuto, Machshir Yorchel Nefesh Yitiru. He holds you could do even Machshir Yorchel Nefesh. So of course you could do Mishame and Miraket on Yom Tov. So when we said the Miraket is also, it doesn't go like abyuto. Says the Gemara, Baya Do Milso, we still have a question. Ma'u l'shaner iskemach l'chir anapo l'kerabonon. According to Rabbani Nala, do our kod on Yom Tov. But we said before that you could do bishinui me'achori anapo. If you do it behind the sifter, you're allowed to do. What exactly are you allowed to do me'achori anapo? So Reb Chaim brings two explanations what the Gemara understood. Either Gemara understood that if something got dirty on Yom Tov, meaning something got mixed up with the flour on Yom Tov, so then you could do it bishinui. But what happens if you could have done an erev Yom Tov? Are you allowed to do bishinui or not? And that's what l'shanos kemach means. When you want to do it a second time, I could have done it yesterday, but I want to do it again. Can you do that on Yom Tov? Or the question is, can I do a second sifting, even though it's not really needed? If I do one, why don't I have to do a second one? So Gemara asks, according to Abuda, Merakad is mutter. According to Rabbanon, Bishinu sometimes is mutter. Isn't mutter when it's not so much needed? Can I do it Bishinu or not? I think Gemara does not answer. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud.